Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papageno's Tri-State Forecast, a partly sunny day, mid-70s. Tomorrow, considerably cloudy, mid-70s. Saturday, partly cloudy with an afternoon shower, possibly a gusty thunderstorm, lower 70s. Sunday, showers and blustery, 60 to 65. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast. Latest notification yesterday in Region 1 for COVID-19 cases. In Region 1, a family member of the staff member of the Region 1 Pupil Service Office tested positive for coronavirus. That person has never been in the school building and has had no contact with staff or students. There's no need to close classrooms at this time. In Salisbury, a Salisbury Central Elementary School student tested positive for COVID-19. That person is related to a family member that they wrote about in their letter on October 8th. The student has not been in the building since October 7th and has had no close contact with staff or students. In Sharon, a Sharon Center School Elementary student tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person is one of two students that they wrote about on October 9th. That student has not been in the building since Friday and has had no close contact within 3 feet with classroom or 6 feet outside the classroom for 15 minutes or longer. In Dutchess County, they're teasing the largest tax cut in history. They're announcing their October 27th budget presentation. They say they'll introduce the largest tax cut. Mark Molinaro plans to give the proposal at 11 o'clock that day at Dutchess Community College. The county's executive office announced the budget will feature a cut of more than 10% to the property tax rate on taxpayers' bills and a $5.5 million reduction in the property tax levy. An Oklahoma man wanted in a sexual assault of a minor arrested in New York after fleeing Egremont police in a stolen car. Jeremy Garneau, 43, of Oklahoma, was stopped by local police just before 10:30 on Hillsdale Road, according to the Egremont police, allegedly giving the officer a false name before fleeing into New York State, where police tracked him and later learned that he was wanted on a warrant in Oklahoma for multiple charges related to sexual abuses of a minor. He was arrested in New York and charged with a slew of traffic violations. In Great Barrington, the town has laid out options for the troubled waterworks and a possible purchase. Town officials said they will try to get the Housatonic Waterworks customers a break on their water bills and come up with a plan that could include buying the company in order to fix a system with water quality problems. Cornwall Conservation Commission meets at 10:30. Also coming up, the role of Janssen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale will present a small business seminar from 5:30 till 7:30. Masks must be worn and proper social distancing guidelines will be strictly enforced. Reservations are required. 1-518-325-4101. The town board in Hillsdale will hold a special meeting at 6 p.m. via Zoom for purposes of presentation of the tentative 2022 budget. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County, flu vaccine in schedule. Well, in Cornwall at the Cornwall Town Hall, that comes up on Friday from 11 until 2 p.m. Region 1 has their vaccination clinics for COVID-19 going on Friday. The clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7. They'll offer all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations for eligible populations. Don't forget the birdseed sale going on at Sharon Audubon through the 16th. 20% off their regular seed prices if you pre-order. You'll pick up at the Sharon Audubon Center on November 13th between 10 and 1 p.m. or by appointment November 15th through the 19th. Orders and payment can be mailed or made online at audubonct.doubleknot.com. You can stock up and attract a wide array of birds at your feeders this winter. Columbia County Libraries will participate in the Great Give Back. All donations will assist cancer patients. Items can be dropped off until October 16th at the following locations, including Chatham, Claverick, Germantown, Hillsdale, Hudson, Kinderhook, Livingston, New Lebanon, North Chatham, Philmont, and Valencia. The complete list of items needed can be found by logging on to rojanlibrary.org. Clayway Studio Tour is coming up live in-person event. 9 local potters, ceramic artists, and their guests hosting the 5th annual Clayway Studio Tour in Litchfield County and nearby Dutchess County, October 16th and 17th from 10 until 5 p.m. 19 artists showing their work among area 9 studios. By the way, it'll take place rain or shine, much of it outdoors if the weather is good. COVID-safe protocols will be followed as recommended by state guidelines. Examples of the artist's work and printable map can be found at clayway.net. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,377.81, the NASDAQ at 14,571.64, and the S&P 500 at 4,363.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.